I'm Michelle. I'm your nurse for today, okay? So I have a couple of shots for you for school.
17-year-old Jasmine Trio has started her senior year at Flagstaff High School. But first, she needed to get a few shots at the Coconino County Public Health Office.
One of them is going to go into the back of the arm, okay? 1, 2, 3.
Jasmine's mom, Irma Trujillo, stands by for moral support. She says she brought her daughter and son in for a booster shots because their schools require it. And she says she wants them to stay healthy. Most parents in Coconino County immunize their children, but a small but growing number of parents are saying no to shots. The percentage of children in the county who are exempt from at least one vaccine has grown threefold in the last 5 years to 6.4%. Most states allow unvaccinated children to attend school only if their parents request a religious exemption. But Arizona and 17 other states also grant exemptions based on personal beliefs. One parent taking advantage of that exemption is Moan Hen. She's not allowed her daughters to be vaccinated against chickenpox, whooping cough, or hepatitis. In fact, last spring when her daughters contracted chickenpox, she threw what's called a pox party.
It wasn't like a big cake and ice cream party. It was just a play date.
A play date to expose five friends whose parents wanted them to also catch chickenpox so they wouldn't need vaccinations. Moan Hen.
Our kids today get, I think, over 25 shots in less than 15 months. I think we rely very strongly on vaccines and chemical drugs to build our immune system and to boost our immune system. And I think that for a lot of those things, we should actually just build our immune system. And I think chickenpox is an excellent opportunity to do that.
Hen's older daughter is heading off to kindergarten next week at Pine Forest Charter School. In 2010, half of the school's kindergartners claimed an exemption on at least one vaccine. Some other schools in Coconino County also have enough exempt students that public health officials fear community immunity could suffer.
The more people that we have vaccinated against these diseases, the healthier our community is going to be.
Nurse Jory Malice manages the County Public Health District's immunization program.
There are some people in our community who are with certain medical conditions who can't be vaccinated that could very easily die from these diseases. So it's a responsibility that we have to each other.
It's not really true that we're protecting anybody with these vaccines.
That's Marnie Vale. She's a retired medical doctor who now practices homeopathic medicine from her home in Flagstaff. She says vaccines overwhelm children's developing immune systems.
For many children, the vaccines are the last straw. If their immune system is already compromised by generations of poor nutrition and unhealthy gut bacteria, they're vulnerable to damage from vaccines.
Vale argues that the mixtures of heavy metals and chemicals used in vaccines leads to serious illnesses like autism, but numerous studies have shown no link between vaccines and autism. And vaccine supporters say when side effects are serious or widespread, vaccine makers reformulate them. Take the case of the whooping cough vaccine. Manufacturers changed it because it caused relatively high rates of fevers and seizures. But researchers now worry the new safer vaccine is less effective and could be a factor in the recent whooping cough epidemic. But vaccine opponent Vale says there is another theory. Researchers at Penn State reported that the whooping cough or pertussis vaccine may be promoting the growth of a related disease.
And they are creating much more virulent strains of pertussis.
Malice at the Coconino County Public Health Office says while vaccines do sometimes have side effects, most are minor. The alternative, she says, is far worse. Someone could die from a childhood disease. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Shelley Smithson.